Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, with the latest medical news and, most importantly, what it means for you, what actions you should take because of the latest medical news of the week. The keys this week: CVS promises to end touch-ups of beauty images and require manufacturers of product labels touched up to label their photos as such. That's a big deal. We'll cover that last in our segment. Does magnesium help you sleep? We'll come to the answer and whether you should put it routinely in your supplement bag for everyday use in a few minutes. Hip fractures are on the rise in older U.S. women. What should you do about it? Well, it is jumping. That is, we'll come to that in a segment, too. A toothpaste ingredient could fight malaria, research shows. Which ingredient and which toothpaste? We'll tell. Reproductive factors in men and women tied to heart disease and stroke risk. The Automegas, is an ice cream binge bad for your heart? You betcha it is. And what about ice cream binge in a non-exerciser with coronary calcium? Yeah, we need our president to heed this because we need a vigorous president. Yeah, it is bad for the heart. And tell the president to cut out his ice cream and to start walking and exercising. The Automegas, breastfeeding is tied to reduced risk of diabetes. And Walmart offers a way to turn leftover opioids into useless gels. And the guest segment last week was the Mind Diet. What a great segment she gave, Martha Morris. This week, it's even more special. It is Dr. Walter Longo talking about the longevity diet. I think this is really, really important. And he gave a sensational interview. Coming up next week, microbiologist and probiotic expert Karan Krishnan talking about why probiotics may or may not be good for you and what to do about them. Let's now go into the stories. I'm going to do them in a different order than usual. I'm going to just go through them in the order I want to, if you will, which is there a downside to going gluten-free if you're healthy? And the answer is yes, because fiber is important and most gluten-free dishes don't have fiber in it. Secondly, most gluten-free dishes have a bunch of sugar in them. And so you get high sugar, no fiber, bad. So check the label if you're going gluten-free and make sure you do get a lot of fiber if you are going gluten-free from other sources. You can do that from, obviously, vegetables and fruits, but you got to make an effort. Breastfeeding is tied to reduced risk of diabetes. That is a very interesting thing. If you breastfed for up to 6 months, 25% reduction in diabetes versus those who didn't breastfeed after adjusting for smoking and every other factor. If you breastfed for 6 to 12 months, a 50% reduction in reduced risk in diabetes in the mother. And if you breastfed for more than 12 months, it was, again, over 47% reduction. So this is the news is you can reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes if you're a pregnant mom by planning on breastfeeding for 12 months. Is an ice cream binge for the heart bad? Absolutely. And it releases inflammatory mediators, as well as leads in a surge of insulin, the sugar does. What does that do? It causes an increased IGF-2, IGF-1 and 2, which increases your risk of cancer and increases your risk of inflammatory memory loss and increases your risk of heart disease and stroke. So tell the president to cut out the ice cream, to add exercise and walking to his daily regimen, and he'll be healthier. We need a vigorous president. We only got one president at a time. Reproductive factors in women tied to heart disease and stroke, and this is in men as well. That is, if you're having a trouble with reproduction, early menarche, early menopause, miscarriage associated, all of them with increased risk for heart disease and stroke, so are impotence in men. So both men and women who have a problem with sex have an increased risk of heart disease, an increased risk of stroke. And I guess that goes with the converse. The more orgasms you have, the higher quality of sex you have. For women, the lower your risk of heart disease, stroke, and aging in general. Hip fractures rise in older women. This is scary. How do you prevent them? Just jump. 20 jumps in the morning, 20 jumps in the evening. Stimulates your hips to grow stronger. Stimulates the discs in your back to get bigger. And remember to get your vitamin D3 level tested so you take vitamin D if you need it. More college students seem to be majoring in perfectionism. What do we mean by that? Well, that's just it. They're making their social media things look perfect, and they aren't worried about grades or anything else. This is a bad news, if you will, from a standpoint of what we want people to do. We want everything to be as good as possible, but not perfect, and not working on relaxing that's perfect, or not working on social media that's perfect. Okay, does magnesium help you sleep? This is of people who have been what we call double-blind, randomized controlled trial, 500 milligrams of magnesium or placebo. And the answer is that those who received the supplement fell asleep faster and spent more of their time in bed asleep, but their total sleep time wasn't necessarily longer. What it means is they're more efficient at sleeping. They go to bed faster. They don't wake up and dilly-dally in bed as long. But remember, magnesium can interact poorly with kidney function and with other drugs, so check with your doctor before you go on that supplement, even if you need it for sleep. Next story I want to do is on asthma. Just to mention, asthma in America carries an $82 billion price tag. What are the keys? Take your children to a zoo early on. Zoos give you a lot of different bacteria and proteins. That's a good thing to prevent it. Clean your house, vacuum your house, and live as far from a freeway or a busy street where diesel cars or diesel trucks might ride as you can, and only open the windows if you're in those areas or if you're driving on open roads. Don't open them in tunnels. Don't open them when you're in closed spaces. It's a big price tag for the individual as well, meaning there's a lot of risk in it. Toothpaste, you know, triclosan was essentially being banned because it stimulates bacteria that are resistant. But now it turns out maybe it has another benefit, a benefit solely different. It can halt malaria parasite growth at the blood stage of the infection by inhibiting the action of an enzyme, and that's involved in the production and the ability of the malaria organism to reproduce. So there is a different organism, and maybe it is simply by brushing your teeth with a toothpaste containing triclosan. Now, it's banned in most toothpaste in the United States and in most of the world because of the problem it's had. So it's going to get tougher to find triclosan toothpaste. I'm sure you can do it on the internet, though.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the cycling IQ or running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
So if you're going to an area where malaria is common, this might be what you do. We told you the flu season last week. It's not too late to get your flu shot, but it's still going up. All of the samples tested were sensitive to the anti-flu, Tamiflu, Relenza, and Rapivab, which is... They're complex names, but it is Tamiflu and Relenza and Rapivab are the antivirals, and all 99% of the samples tested are sensitive to it. So if you start to get the flu, even if you have had the flu shot, think about getting this, because although the flu shot prevents about 30% of the H3N2, 56% effective, we think, overall against the flu, but 30% against A3N2, that means it just prevents it. But of those that don't prevent it, almost 70% have a much milder case than they would have had. Looks like a record number of flu deaths in kids and in adults this year. Now, let's go to look at what I consider maybe the biggest story of this week. CVS Pharmacy will end touch-ups of its beauty images. The company has said it has a responsibility to think about messages of sending unrealistic body images to girls and young women. So it said it won't start touch-up. It'll eliminate touch-ups by the year, I think it was 2020, by the end of 2020. So in 2 years, you won't see as ideal images. It's actually done some really good things. Remember, it's the store that won't sell cigarettes. Thank you very much, CVS. So my loyalty is now to CVS for doing all of these healthy things. In addition, any company that's selling a product that uses touch-up ads that is selling it in CVS has to identify it as using touch-up ads. And those are the top news stories of the week. I saved the best for last. That is, the CVS thing is a big thing because, as we told you earlier, kids are majoring in perfection on the internet. One more bit, if you've got opioids, if you've got narcotics that you need to get rid of, don't store them at home. Take them to Walmart, which has a little powder that you can pour into the bottle, mix with warm water. It's a biodegradable gel that can be then thrown in the trash without a risk of it contaminating other things. This is a way of decreasing addiction in America, we think, because it won't be as easy for kids and others to get these. Okay, let's go back. The key story, CVS is going to decrease the or is going to eliminate touch-ups in its advertisements so that kids will have less of an unrealistic body image, if you will, idealism. Let me also talk about our guest. Coming up, The Longevity Diet by Walter Longo. Superb work of science. He talked about the reason to eliminate protein, and especially casein, milk protein, in your diet. It stimulates IGF, that is insulin growth factor. That insulin growth factor, if you will, the IGF-1, stimulates also the TOR and growth hormone. Very good for infants up to, you know, while you're still growing, probably 25, age 25 in men, 20 in women, maybe even as long as age 40. But after age 40, too much protein in your diet, too many calories, too much sugar in your diet stimulates cancer, heart disease, and all the other inflammatory and autoimmune diseases. Walter will talk to you about the data on this. If you're going to buy one book this year, yeah, it shouldn't be my book. It should be The Longevity Diet. Excellent book by Walter Longo. Last week's guest was also superb. The Mind Diet. You'll see they're very close. The Mind Diet by Martha Morris. Superb guest last week. And this week, we've just do download that podcast. Thanks very much for listening. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen with you, the Owner's Manual Podcast. Thanks to a great Sonar for engineering. I think it's Sonar doing the engineering. Who's doing the engineering today? Randall is doing the engineering. Thank you, Randall, for doing the engineering, and hope I didn't offend you, but you've done a great job today. Thanks very much, and thank you for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. We are the podcast that's the latest medical news of the week, but most importantly, what it means to you and how you should do it. If you do nothing else, yeah, you might consider less protein in your diet, especially less animal protein, and especially less casein and milk protein. Thanks very much for listening.